Greetings in Jesus' name on this 26th day of July, the year of our Lord 2021. It's currently 68 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful sunshiny conditions, and we're looking forward to a marvelous Monday. Another joy and delight to come to the radio mic and to start a week of broadcasting the glorious gospel of Christ, and how thrilled we are to think of what God's going to do in and through all of our lives this week as we serve Him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're busy about the Father's business this week with all types of projects that we have going on. And also on Thursday, I'll be preaching in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and then flying back on Friday, just a quick trip over there to preach and to be at the air show, and then to come back and to keep busy here in this vineyard that God has planted me in. I hope that you'll continue to pray for our church as we seek God's guidance on what He would have for us to do. We give Him the glory. For yesterday, we had three powerful services, and on yesterday, we had a Sunday calling it Give It All Sunday, where we are intending to be debt-free come August. We are believing God for that. And yesterday, our church here raised over $60,000 to be debt-free. And what a mighty God we serve. And we're praying also that the Lord would raise up special individuals that will help our staff at the Christian school get above minimum wage. We want to give them insurance and take care of them. You know, there's many people that just do not recognize America as a mission field, especially here in New England. But if you come up here and go door knocking with us and try to meet someone that's saved, you'll find out real quick this is a mission field. Everybody you talk to are lost in their sins. And we're here to win them to Christ. And we have an academy with some 70 students in it to train them to be champions for Christ. And we're asking God to guide us and help us. And we know that He will. In your Bible today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Proverbs. And chapter number 26 and verse number 23, where the Bible says, "Burning lips and a wicked heart are like potsherd covered with silver dross." For over 30 years now, I've read this powerful verse of Scripture every single month. And my heart is stirred when I read this. And I want you to understand something about this proverb today. It's a very convicting proverb, but it's a proverb that we all must heed. And I'm asking God to speak to us today as we spend time in the Word. There's a reference here to two different things. The reference is, number one, to burning lips. And the other reference is to a wicked heart. Neither one of these are good. Nobody would get up in the morning and say, "Well, I praise God that I've got burning lips and a wicked heart." Unless you were out of your mind. No one is desirous of having burning lips and a wicked heart. No one is desirous of being the individual that's always running his mouth and gossiping and running down people and complaining about the things of life. Nobody wants to have burning lips. And for sure, nobody wants to have a wicked heart. I know that Jeremiah the prophet said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" But thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ can take His rose-red royal blood, wash our black sins away, make them white as snow. He specializes in that. And we don't have to live life with a wicked heart. But sometimes along the course of life, here we have burning lips and we have a wicked heart. Well, He gives us a word picture. The word picture is this: those that have burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. And so you have a piece of pot. You have a piece of clay pot, and it's all covered with silver dross. And you look at it and you go, "Oh my, what do we have here?" But really, it's just a piece of pot that's been covered with silver dross. It's not any good. You may think it's good, but it's not any good. And that's the way it is when we have burning lips and a wicked heart. My dear friend, I would just make me an altar somewhere and say, "Dear God in heaven, I don't want to have a burning lip and wicked heart. I want my God to be pleased with the way I speak. And I want my God to be pleased with my heart. I want to have a heart that's cleansed by the blood of Christ and working and serving Him in a way that pleases Him." You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.